As long as you have a body, you'll have physical sensations in that body. You'll have a response to temperature, you'll have a response to air quality, and you'll have a response to the energies that are physically transmitted from others. It's not possible to not have that response because you're in a body and all bodies are interacting with each other. So to acknowledge the body is to accept reality. Some environments are more difficult. I'm speaking physically now. And some are less difficult, and your body is telling you, maybe, that you feel sick in certain environments. Okay. Do you have to have a judgment about that? No, you don't. You have to have an acceptance of the physical experience of it. Judgment comes when emotions and thoughts get involved with the body. The body level is free of judgment. It doesn't have a qualification that says, you're doing this to me. Your body just has its own experience of something. It's just what's happening. So, in principle, a person can be recognizing difficult relationships or difficult environments, and their body can be, because you have a body, the body can be feeling, this is hard to be in this place, I need to leave because my physical energetic being is suffering, and so you leave. Or you don't leave, you stay. But that's free of judgment. There's no interaction on the emotional level that's required by having a physical energetic perception. We add to that the judgment that somebody is doing something to me. No, not necessarily. This can be going on completely unconsciously, so nobody's intending to do anything to you. Of course, it could be going on consciously too. There's no denying that. But your physical body is the vessel that you're walking around with in life, and so it's being impacted by energies, whether you're conscious of them or not, and you have to do your best to try and stabilize it or maintain yourself in your own energy field or leave if you can't do that. But none of that involves an emotional drama. None of it. It involves your care for yourself. So each situation and each relationship is different. But self-respect and respect for another is still present even if one has these energetic experiences. It doesn't mean you have to stay in the presence of something that feels very difficult, but it means that you can be free of judgment about it.